President Bush sent his nomination for chairman of the Consumer Product Safety Commission to Capitol Hill yesterday. It's his second attempt to fill the job. The president's first choice was voted down along party lines in committee last August, the only Bush nominee to be rejected so far. Consumer groups are concerned about the new nominee, but a fierce fight in the Senate is unlikely this time. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
The president is nominating Harold Stratton to head the commission. Stratton is a former lawmaker and attorney general in New Mexico. The CPSC is charged with making sure more than 15,000 consumer items are safe to use. Unlike Mr. Bush's first choice for commission chair, Stratton has no record on consumer safety issues. Consumer advocate Ed Mrzewinski with U.S. Public Interest Research Group says that means it may not be worth it to oppose him.
You need a critical mass to defeat a candidate. You need a number of senators who oppose the candidate. You need a record on behalf of the candidate that demonstrates that they're anti-consumer, and you need to put that all together. The president picks someone without a record, it makes it much harder to build up the critical mass.
Consumer groups helped derail Mr. Bush's first nominee for commission chair, Mary Sheila Gall. They used her 10 years of votes while serving as a commissioner to do so. But Mrzewinski says there is no way to prove how Stratton is likely to vote on something like regulating child bath seats, an issue that played prominently in Gall's defeat. They have to guess based on other work Stratton has done. Some advocates are concerned about Stratton's involvement in starting the Rio Grande Foundation, a think tank that promotes, among other things, less government regulation. Harry Messenheimer co-founded the organization. He says the market often acts as a regulatory force.
When you think about competition in a market, if one firm designs a seat that tips over, you know, in a bathtub and a child dies, another firm who's a competitor for that firm is going to want to come in and design a safe seat and say, look, buy our seat. It's safe. Your child won't drown. It won't tip over.
Messenheimer says that view reflects only his opinion, but he'd expect Stratton to be at least somewhat sympathetic to the argument. Despite no product safety record, Stratton did work to protect consumers as New Mexico's attorney general. For example, he shut down a car dealership that locked people in rooms until they bought vehicles. New Mexico Assistant Attorney General Chris Coppin says Stratton also fought rate increases the electric utility industry wanted.
And it kind of fits with his philosophy of free market. He didn't really like the fact that the utility had no competition. It was a monopoly. It was regulated by the state. And his feeling was if they have no competition to keep them on their toes, he would need to do that as the attorney general.
No senator has yet staked out a public position on Stratton, but they'll likely focus on how he promises to run the commission. Democrat Ron Wyden says he's concerned that as attorney general, Stratton opposed regulations that would have required airlines and car rental companies to fully disclose costs in their ads. He wants Stratton to convince him he will look out for consumers if confirmed.
I want to see Mr. Stratton at the confirmation hearings make it clear that he will be somebody who will move to promptly investigate questionable products with due diligence and isn't going to just take a quick blame the consumer first kind of approach.
Convincing words and respect for the president's right to choose his administration are often enough to win confirmation of even highly controversial candidates. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.